好，那根据这个教会的安排呢，我们今天要来查考《生命记》的第十三章。
And according to the schedule, we're going to study Deuteronomy chapter 13 today.
那第这一章里头呢，特别谈到说，要如何来对付啊，或者是如何来去处理这些假先知，就是引人离开神的人。
In this chapter, it talks about how we should deal with false prophets.
好，那我们从这一章里头，我们发觉到说，这个摩西把这件事情，就是说把处理假先知的事情讲得非常的清楚。
So in this chapter, we see how Moses, he talks about dealing with the false prophets very clearly.
好，那我现在先简单讲一讲这一章。
So first, I want to simply go through the chapter.
然后呢，我再从当中提出一些重点来做彼此的分享。
And after we've gone through the chapter together, I want to focus on a few points to share with you.
在这里哈，其实告诉我们说，甚至在百姓的中间，也有人会起来显神迹奇事。
So here it says that there are people among the people who have dreams or they give signs and wonders.
他们这个行神迹奇事的这个用意呢，不是要让人更加来亲近神。
But their purpose of their signs and wonders is not for people to draw nearer to God.
那如果我们看下去的话呢，其实他们的用意是要让这些百姓呢来离开神，去随从他们素来所不认识的别神来侍奉他。
But in fact, they want to make the people go after other gods which they have not known.
我们知道说，我们教会里头也有神迹奇事。
We also know that in our church we have signs and wonders.
那这些神迹奇事是为了要证明我们所传的福音是对的。
And these signs and wonders are to accompany the truth that we preach.
那这些神迹奇事也是要带领人来归信这个真神，来顺从福音。
And the signs and wonders serve the purpose for people to obey the gospel.
那但是这里呢，这些人呢，他起来做梦行神迹呢，那其实是要引人来离开神。
But here the people when they the people it talks about in chapter 13, their dreams and their signs and wonders, they are there for to lead people astray.
所以从这一章里头，我们发觉到说，看起来他们有两个方法
So,
来引诱人离开神。
looking at this chapter, it seems they have two ways of leading people away from God.
第一就是用神迹奇事，
One is to use signs and wonders.
来吸引人，来勾引人，然后最后把他们带离开神。
To attract people and then to lead them away from God.
这是比较公开的这种诱惑了。
So this is a more public way of doing so.
就是说，借着神迹来吸引很多人，来迷惑他们。
So with signs to attract many people and to deceive them.
那其实这个在圣经里头，保罗也这样讲。
In the New Testament, Paul also says
有一些是从外面进来的。
that there are people who come from the outside.
那你想说，能够从外面进来的哦，来诱惑我们的这些信徒啊，应该是不简单的人，这些人是不简单的人。
So if people come from outside and are able to deceive our members, this is something not easy to accomplish.
在今天的这个基督界里头，我们发觉到说，很多基督教宗派都在谈论说这个神迹奇事的事情。
Because among many other Christian denominations, we can see they all talk about signs and wonders.
因为这种神迹奇事所以吸引了很多的人。
And because of these signs and wonders, many people are attracted.
这也证明说人的心呢是空虚的。
Which again shows how empty the heart of man is.
那也证明说，其实人在患难当中没有办法真正的找到神。
And that even in times of trouble and adversity, man struggle to find the true God.
人没有办法用神的话来安慰自己。
But man is not able to find comfort in the word of God.
所以就被这些所谓的神迹奇事吸引住了。
That's why they're attracted and seduced by these signs and wonders.
在一些开拓地方也有这样的事情。
In some pioneering areas, we have made the same experience.
那有一些地方就是说外面的神迹奇事很显明，但是教会里头呢，神迹奇事很少。
And some people, they say, why is it that outside there seem to be many signs and wonders, whereas in the church, we don't find any?
所以有一些信徒就受迷惑了，跟着走了。
So some of our members, they were deceived and they left the church.
那他们的第二个方法。
So, and the second way, the method they applied was...
那就是第六节里头所讲的。
It's what we can read up in verse 6.
我们来看第六节。
13 verse 6.
你的同胞弟兄或是你的儿女或是你怀中的妻或是如同你性命的朋友若暗中引诱你说我们不如去侍奉你和你列祖素来所不认识的别神。
If your brother, the son of your mother, your son or your daughter, the wife of your bosom, or your friend who is as your own soul secretly entices you, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which you have not known, neither you nor your fathers.
那另外一个方法呢，他们就是要暗中来勾引。
So another way deceiving people is to secretly entice them.
那就是说不要让人知道哦，就好像个别的去迷惑，一个一个来去迷惑。
So they don't do it publicly, but they approach people individually and deceive them one by one.
那我发觉到说中文是用勾引这两个字。
And the Chinese, it uses a specific term. Seduce.
就好像那些我们说那些犯罪的女人去引诱那些人来犯罪，跟他一起犯罪。
Seduce just like a woman or a prostitute seduces people to sin with her.
那就证明说他们讲的话有相当的力量。
So likewise, their words have a similar power.
能够鼓动我们的心来去接受他这个说法。
To stir up our hearts and to follow their words.
最后呢，就受迷惑了。
And then in the end, we are deceived.
所以从这一章我们发觉到说他们有两个方法的。
So from this chapter, we can see they have two ways of doing.
一个就是公开用神迹。
One is publicly by using miracles.
那另外一种就是暗地里来勾引。
And the other one is to individually, secretly entice people.
所以这里让我们知道说这是这些假先知的这些作为。
So these are the doings of the false prophets.
所以我们要特别的谨慎。
So we must be even more careful.
那在第十三章里头呢，也谈到两种的这个情形。
And then chapter 13 also talks about two different scenarios.
当这些事情发生的时候
，that if these things happen,
那我们要怎么做
？How should we behave ourselves?
那你发觉到说，其实摩西讲得非常的清楚。
And we find that Moses is very clear about this.
那还有一个情形
，so there is one scenario.
就是听说的，听到的。
Is that if he hears someone?
那我们来看这个十二节嘛，
哈。Verse 12.
英文是十二节，中文是十二十三节。
In the English it's verse 12, and the Chinese is verse 12 and 13.
我们来看十二十三节。
So let's read verse 12 and 13.
在耶和华你神所赐你居住的各城中，你若听人说，有些匪类从你们中间的一座城出来。勾引本城的居民说我们不如去侍奉你们素来所不认识的别神。
Chapter 13 verse 12 and 13. If you hear someone in one of your cities, which the Lord your God gives you to dwell in, saying, corrupt men have gone out from among you, enticed the inhabitants of that city, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which you have not known.
所以摩西就把这情形讲得很清楚。
So, and then Moses expands on it.
那如果有实在在你们中间发生了这个事情，你们要怎么做
？So if indeed something like this happens, what should you do?
那另外一个是说，如果你听见有这样的事情，你应该怎么做
？And the other scenario is if you hear it, then how should you conduct yourself?
那我们现在我们的反应应该是怎么样的
？How should our reaction be?
如果真正有发生
，if it actually happens.
我们来看呢，圣经怎么告诉我们
？We look into the Bible and see what it tells us.
那我们先来看这个第三节
，verse three.
你也不可听那先知或是那做梦之人的话， 因为这是耶和华你们的神试验你们，要知道你们是尽心尽性爱耶和华你们的神，不是。
Verse 3, you shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
当你发觉到说有这样的事情呢发生，比如说哇，有人在行大神迹。
When you find that these things are happening, a certain person is performing great miracles.
但是他的目的不是要让你更亲近真神。
But his intention is not for you to draw nearer to God.
就是要让你离开神来亲近他。
But his intention is for you to draw away from God and to draw nearer to himself.
来听从他的话。
And to listen to his words.
摩西说你不可听那先知或那个做梦的人。
And Moses tells us you must not listen to this, to this person, the dreamer, or the dreamer, the prophet or the dreamer.
所以这个不可以听啊。
So you must not listen.
所以很你发觉到说在旧约里头是非常严格的。
In the Old Testament, it was very strict.
绝对不要去碰它。
You must not even come close to it.
因为我们知道里头有那种恶的力量。
Because we know that behind it, there is an evil power.
所以摩西才说，你连他讲什么话都不要听。
That's why Moses says you shall not even listen to him.
有时候就好像我们现今的这个迷惑人的世代嘛。
Just like in nowadays, we...As a time and age of deception.
那在网络上啊，很多这些迷惑人的东西。
There are many things floating in the internet, that are deceiving us.
有时候我们说没问题啦，我们看一看有什么关系。
And sometimes we'd say, it doesn't matter. We can read it. It's fine.
那我们看一看就知道他们讲的对还是错啊。
And then, if we don't read it.Only when we read it do we know if it's false or true.
但是我们要知道说，如果一个人离开了真理，跌倒了，然后在后面来迷惑教会的信徒，这个人后面有魔鬼的力量。
But we do know that if someone has fallen from the truth and left the church and is deceiving the church members now, there is an evil power behind.
所以他是魔鬼的工具。
So he has become an instrument of Satan.
所以如果我们不分辨的话，
and if we are not discerning,
我们就会被他勾引。
Then
去了。
We will be seduced or enticed by him.
那我们就没有办法来摆脱这样的一种迷惑。
And there's no way for us to overcome this deception.
我们知道说这个迷惑不是一种外在的一种捆绑而已啊。
This deception is not just an outwardly binding,
而是思想上受到控制。
But even more dangerous, it is an imprisonment or a taking control over our thoughts.
所以没有办法摆脱啊。
So it is impossible to set ourselves free.
所以不可听，绝对不可听。
Therefore, we shall not even listen to these things.
好，那我们再看下去哈。
If we read further,
我们看这个第八节。
If we look at verse 8,
当有人暗中来勾引你的时候，
if someone entices you secretly,
那第八节这里讲得很清楚。
Verse 8, it's very clear.
第一，不可依从他。
Firstly, you shall not consent to him.
那这个依从啊，就不要顺着他了。
Consenting meaning you shall not follow him, or yield to him.
因为你如果顺从他的话，那你就被牵着鼻子走了。
Because if you yield to him, then you'll be led away.
因为这个来暗中诱惑你的人，可能是你很亲的人呢。
Because this person who secretly entices you may be someone very close to you.
可能是你的配偶。
Maybe your spouse.
可能是你的兄弟。
Maybe your brother.
可能是一个教会的传道。
Maybe a church preacher.
甚至是一个教会的长老。
Maybe a church elder.
来引诱你啊。
Deceiving you.
那你不可以依从。
It's enticing you, and you must not yield.
不，就是说你立场要稳定。
So you must stand firm on your ground.
因为在这样的一个情况之下，有时候你可能逃不了啊。
Because maybe you can't run away.
最要紧的时候你要站立得稳。
So when you need it the most, you must stand firm.
因为如果你心中有神的道理。
And if in your heart you have the word of God,
那你就能够站立得稳了。
Then you can stand firm.
那你就不会受他的这个影响。
then you will not be influenced by it.
那第八节还借着说哦
，verse 8 it says，
啊，那不可听从他。
You shall not listen to him.
啊，那在旧约里头的听，就是说你听了之后，你就照着去做。
In the Old Testament, listen and obeying is are the same word.
啊，所以呢，这里呢，英啊，中文是说听了之后不要顺从他。
So
不可听也不可顺从。
You shall not consent and you shall not listen.
啊，这是我们要有的一个立场。
So this is the attitude we must.
啊，你如果有这样的一个立场，那个迷惑人的东西啊，就进不了我们的心。
And if you have this attitude from the start, then the deceptive words will not even enter your heart.
啊，那然后呢？摩西就接着说。
And then Moses continues.
啊，你不可以顾惜他。
Nor shall your eye pity him.
也不可怜恤他。
Nor shall you spare him.
啊，就是说你要对这种东西你要反击的。
So, towards these things, you must defend yourself.
啊，就好像圣经说你要为所信的道极力争辩的那一种态度一样。
Just like the attitude where it says you must contend for the faith.
啊，那你如果你心软了哈
，But if your heart is soft.
啊，你知道说，哎，不，我不信了，但是你心软了。
If you know, I don't believe in it, but if you are, if you're very soft and
hard, 啊，那这个人可能每天都来跟你讲。
And maybe this person will talk to you about it every day.
啊，那你不谨慎的话，有一天你就中计了。
And then if you're not careful, one day maybe you will be intoxicated.
啊，这里不是说哈，叫我们去仇视这些人呢。
It doesn't mean that we need to hate these people.
啊，就是说对他们这些作为，我们要很恨恶他。
But we must hate the things they do.
啊，那这是摩西的教导。
So、this is the teaching of Moses.
啊，其实，在摩西律法会是非常严格的。
And in the Mosaic law, this is a very serious matter.
那第九节是说要把这些人杀掉。
In verse 9, it says you must kill these people.
啊，那为什么要把他们杀掉
？Why must you kill them？
啊，那我们知道说，一个真正受迷惑的人成为魔鬼的工具之后是没有办法回来的。
Because we know someone who has been fully deceived by Satan, it is impossible for him to return.
啊，所以当时他们一定要把他除掉。
So back in the days, they must be get rid of.
那在新约里头呢，怎么教导
？So what does the New Testament teach us?
不要跟这些人有什么关系。
The New Testament teaches us to have no contact with these people.
啊，要完全的隔离他们。
We must fully separate ourselves from them.
啊，就是说不要被他们来影响。
So that we will not be affected in any way.
啊，那如果他们悔改的
，And if they have repented.
啊，真的认为说自己所错的是所做的是错的。
And if they have truly acknowledged that what they have.
啊，那当然我们要接纳他们。
Then of course we must receive them again.
啊，因为他们已经承认自己的不是。
Because they have repented.
真心向神来悔改。
Because they have repented with their hearts to God.
好，那我们再来看下去哈。
If we read further down.
啊，那你如果听见有些人是要勾引啊人去拜偶像，那你要怎么做呢
？So if you hear that someone deceives other people, what should you do?
好，那我们来看十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
啊，这是我们的一个反应。
This is the reaction we must have.
啊，那第一就是你就要探听。
You shall inquire,
查究，细细地访问
，search out.
果然是真，准有这个恶真恶的事行在你们中间。
Then you shall inquire, search out, and ask diligently, and if it is indeed true and certain that such an abomination was committed among you.
好，那你要怎么做？你不可以说你听到算了，不关我的事。
So if you hear it, you can't just ignore it and say, it's fine.
啊，在摩西的眼中，这是不负责任的。
And Moses, according to Moses, this is not responsible.
啊，因为这些东西好像瘟疫一样。
Because these things are like a pest.
啊，它会人传人呢。
They will spread from one person to the other.
啊，就好像我们现在所讲的这些瘟疫一样啊，就人传人啊，传很快的。
Just like the pandemic, it spreads very fast.
啊，所以如果我们没有去查听的话，把它搞清楚到底是怎么一回事。
So if we don't inquire, if we don't find out the truth,
啊，那你发觉到说，那很多人呢、啊、将会受害。
So many people will be affected and infected.
那我们都知道说这个是属灵的瘟疫。
And this is a spiritual pest.
所以我们要特别祈求神来带领我们。
So we must especially ask God to guide us and to lead us.
我们有这个责任去把事情搞清楚。
Because we have the responsibility to to find out the truth.
那如果真正有这样的事情,
and if it is indeed true,
同样的要把这个, 这里是说, 整个城的人啊, 都要, 把他们杀掉,
in verse 15 it tells us we must surely strike all of the inhabitants,
还有这些牲畜, 都要用刀来杀尽,
including its livestock.
那为什么要这样做?
Why must they do this?
因为这个整个城的人都受影响了,
because the entire city has been affected.
那他没有办法回转了,
and they cannot return anymore.
那你发觉到说他一定会去影响别人,
and they will definitely spread this idea.
因为他们的动作,他们的思想已经受到这个恶魔的控制,
because their thoughts have Satan has already taken over the control over their thoughts.
他们只有一个目标,
over their minds, and they only have one aim,
就是要来摧毁神的百姓,
which is to lead the people of God away,
就是要让他们来远离神,得罪神,去拜偶像,
so that they are destroyed and they follow after other gods,
所以这些通通要除掉,
so they must kill the entire city.
那你如果从15节念到17节,
we read from verse 15 to verse 17,
城里头的一切的东西都要烧掉,
they must burn everything that's in that city.
那你还说你连一点都不可沾啊,你的手不可去碰它,
you must not even and nothing shall be shall you take with your hands,
因为这是可憎之物,
nothing shall remain in your hands.
那这个告诉我们什么?
The things are accursed.
让人离开神的东西,或让人离开人的这些思想观念,要完全的除去。
The things or the thoughts that lead us away from God must be fully destroyed.
所以我们今天要有这样的一个决心。
So today we must have this determination.
凡是跟我们信仰有抵触的东西,我们要完全的除去。
Whatever is contrary to our beliefs, we must get rid of it.
我们不要说没事的了。
We cannot just ignore it.
那你如果我们有这样的心态,
if we have this mindset,
那我们发觉说我们就很容易受迷惑, 掉入这个迷惑当中,
and we'll be easily deceived.
那要以后啊, 要想跑出来, 就没办法,
and it is very difficult or even impossible for us.
那保罗有这样说,
Paul says,
我们来看这个提摩太后书,
in the second book of Timothy,
我们看提摩太后书的这个第二章,
Second Timothy chapter 2. Second Timothy chapter 2, verses 25 and 26.
提摩太后书的第二章25节和26节,
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 25 to 26,
用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人,或者神给他们悔改的心,可以明白正道。
In humility correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth.
教他们这已经被魔鬼任意掳去的,可以醒悟,脱离他的网络。
And that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will.
那这个劝诫不是跟他同流合污,不是的。So
to correct him, it does not mean to join him in any way.
那我们是以神的道理来去显明他的这个错误的这种观念。
But we use the word of God to point out the wrongs in his teaching.
用神的道理,神的原则来去纠正他们这种离开神的行为,
to use the truth of God to correct anything, any wrong teaching that they're spreading.
那这里谈到说用温柔,
and here it says in humility.
温柔不是一种的辱弱,好像怕事情的那一种表现,不是。
Humility does not mean that we're weak in any way.
一个谦卑的人并不是一个懦弱的人。
A humble person is not a weak person.
他能够温柔就是说他里头有这种属灵的力量。
A humble person is someone who has spiritual strength.
有时候你要去跟这些受迷惑的人讲道理是讲不通的。
Because it is when you speak the truth to people who have been deceived, is very difficult.
他们一定会反击啊,攻击你。
And they will attack you and they will oppose you.
啊，那你要怎么劝诫他？
So how do you correct them?
你没有温柔的话，可能就跟他吵起来。
If you don't have humility, maybe you'll start arguing.
啊，但是如果你有这种温柔，我们有这种温柔。
But if you have humility.
啊，那我们发觉到说，我们就能够跟他们来讲道理了。
Then you will be able to talk.
这是我们要尽的一个责任。
So this is a responsibility that we have.
啊，让他们能够醒悟过来。
So that they come to their senses.
啊，那更重要的是。
Even more important.
这里说他们已经被魔鬼掳去了。
Here it says they have already taken captive by the devil.
这是我所要提的一个重点。
And this is one of the main points I want to make.
我们不要把它想成是一个很简单的事情。
We must not just regard it as a small matter.
啊，不理他就没事了。
That it is something none of our business that will be solved soon.
啊，不要认为说不理他，他就会自己变好的。
We must not think that if we just leave them, then they will return at some point.
啊，因为在他们的这个信仰当中啊，他们已经留下余地给魔鬼在工作了。
Because in their faith, they have already left a room for Satan to work.
啊，他不可能，魔鬼不可能说好，既然大家都静下来了，好，那我就跑了。
And this,
我就走算了吧。
Satan will never argue saying, "Oh, well, everything has calmed down. It's time for me to leave."
啊，绝对不会的。
Satan will never think like that.
啊，所以我们要知道说，凡是勾引人去拜另外一个神，或者去信从另外一种福音的，他们已经被魔鬼抓住了，被魔鬼掳去了。
So we must understand that whoever leads people away from God to worship other gods has already been taken captive by Satan.
啊，所以在旧约的圣经里头告诉我们
，So the Old Testament teaches us.
啊，这些通通要除去。
All of these things must be we must get rid of them.
啊，所以在今天的立场来说。
So from today's standpoint,
啊，就是说不要跟这些人有什么任何关系。
We must not have any relationship with these people.
因为他会影响你的。
Because these people will influence us.
好，那我们发觉到说这件事情呢，其实在17章里头也有谈到。
And we find in Deuteronomy chapter 17, some of the things are mentioned again.
啊，我们看这个17章的第四节。
Let's start to Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 4.
啊，17章的第四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 4.
啊，其实是从第二节开始的哈。
We start reading from verse 2.
啊，那这里说有人呢起来，叫你去行神眼中看为恶的事。
If there is found among you within any of your gates which the Lord your God gives you.
啊，那若有人第四节说哈
，verse four，
有人告诉你，你也听见了，就要去细细的探听，果然是真。总有谁可憎恶的事行在以色列中
？And it is told you, and you hear of it, then you shall inquire diligently, and if it is indeed true and certain that such an abomination has been committed in Israel，
啊，然后呢，就把这些人啊，拉到这个城外去，用石头把他们打死。
Verse 5, then you shall bring out to your gates that man or woman who has committed that wicked thing, and shall stone to death that man or woman with stones.
就凭两三个人的口作见证哦，将那当时的人致死。
Verse 6, whoever is deserving of death shall be put to death on the testimony of two.
所以在旧约非常的严格。
In the Old Testament, they were very strict.
今天我们要抓住这个精神。
So, today we must have the same mind.
就是我们现在不是杀害人。
Today we don't kill people.
但是我们要保护教会的弟兄姐妹。
But we must indeed protect the brothers and sisters.
我们不要太天真，认为说这些受迷惑，被魔鬼掳去的人呢，应该没有事情的，因为他们现在已经静下来了。
We must not be too naive and think that the people that are have left the church or that are going against the church, they will calm down at some point.
那你要知道说魔鬼是。他是很会演戏的。
We must understand that the devil is a great actor.
他如果我们不谨慎，他甚至会在我们中间制造乱子。
And if we're not watchful, he will be working right among us.
甚至呢，让我们这些带领的人呢，自己都搞不清楚到底发生什么事情。
So that even our leaders don't know what's going on.
所以呢，这一章哦，大概就是这样的哦一个内容。
So this is a brief introduction to chapter 13.
那我们现在来提几个重点来去勉励一下。
So now we want to spend the remaining time on some points to focus on.
那就是说我们 信神的人要如何才能够站立得住
？So as believers, how can we stand firm?
我们知道说这些事情一定会发生的
，because we know that these things will definitely happen.
摩西讲了之后
，after Moses has spoken,
其实当他们进入迦南地
，when they entered the land of Canaan,
定居下来
，when they settled down,
那你发觉到说这些事情呢，一一的发生
，we found that these things one by one they happened.
其实，在那个耶利米先，那个耶利米书跟以西结书啊，也特别针对这些人来讲
，and the book of Jeremiah as well as in Ezekiel.They target these prophet these people as well.
那来告诉当时的百姓，这些人的心到底变成了一个怎么样的心
？To remind the people what kind of heart or mindset these people have.
他们已经受欺骗了。
But they have been deceived.
他们所讲的预言、所看的梦已经不是真实的。
That their prophecies and their dreams are not true.
好，那我们要怎么站立得住呢
？So how the question for us? How can we stand firm?
那我想说有几个重点我们要注意的。
I think there is a few points we must pay attention.
那平时我们要对道理要有追求。
So on a normal basis, we must seek after the word of God.
我们要有这一颗爱慕真理的心。
We must have a heart that loves the truth.
如果有这样的心，我们就能够分辨。
If we have this mindset, then we will be able to discern.
我们就不会轻易掉入这些陷阱当中。
Then we will not easily be ensnared.
那我这是相当重要的一点。
So, this is to me is a very important point.
那如果我们平时没有好好的追求。
Because if on a regular basis we don't have we don't seek after the truth,
没有跟神建立良好的关系
，if we, on a regular basis we don't establish a good relationship,
当这些事情发生的时候，我们一定会受迷惑。
And then if these things happen, we will definitely be deceived.
根据这个《生命记》十三章，是神在试验我们的。
According to Deuteronomy chapter 13, it is incident is a test from God.
要看我们里头到底爱不爱神。
And God wants to see if we truly love Him in our hearts.
那如果我们平时不看重道理
，and if on a regular basis we don't treasure or appreciate the word,
我们很什么心常常想着要看神迹奇事
，and if in our hearts all we want to see are signs and wonders.
其实我们的心态就跟当时耶稣那些跟着他人他的那种人的心态一样。
Then we have the same mindset as the people who.Were around Jesus.
他们要看神迹。
They wanted to see signs.
他们要吃饼。
They wanted to eat bread.
当主耶稣跟他们讲这些道理的时候
，And when Jesus was preaching to them,
他觉得说这些道理太难明白，太难接受了。
They were saying this teaching is very hard to accept.
那最后就离开了。
And then they left Jesus.
我们可以检讨一下。
So we can examine ourselves.
有时候我们在听道理。
Sometimes when we listen to
signs. 你发觉到说讲道理的时候，只是讲圣经的道理。
So maybe we'll think, in some sermons, it's only talking about the words of the Bible.
听了两句就想睡觉了。
And after 2 minutes, we feel sleepy.
但是一听到神迹的时候
，But then when we hear about signs and wonders,
哇，就精神起来，龙马精神的听。
And then we are very awake and we hear attentively.
虽然讲道了的人已经超时了。
Even though the speaker is going over time,
但心里还说，哎，继续讲啊，继续讲。
But in our hearts, we say that it's fine. I want to hear these testimonies.
但是如果一个人一直在讲圣经的话，他讲了十分钟，你说，哎，希望你快点结束。
But if someone talks about the Bible after 10 minutes, in our hearts, we think it's fine. You can come to an end.
这个心态有点危险。
So this attitude is a bit dangerous.
因为我们所看重的不是真理，而是什么神迹奇事。
Because what we put our focus on is signs and miracles, and is not the word of God.
还有一点我们要注意的哈。
Another thing that we must pay attention.
我们教会里头的神迹奇事，为了要证明所传的道理是真的。
The signs and miracles happening in the church are to prove that what we preach is indeed true.
道理在先。
The truth comes first.
然后才有神迹奇事随着。
And then signs and wonders will follow.
就好像主耶稣说
，Just as Jesus said.
你出去传福音的时候
，If you preach the gospel.
那信的人呢，必有神迹奇事随着。
Those who believe, they will have signs and wonders.
相信什么
？What do they believe in?
相信耶稣，相信他的福音。
They believe in Jesus and believe in his gospel.
然后这一些神迹奇事就会随着。
And then the signs and wonders will accompany.
随着就是说，跟这个所谓的行神迹的人没有什么直接关系。
It means that these things have nothing directly to do with the person preaching.
啊，那只要每个人哦都传讲福音，专心跟从神，这些神迹奇事就会有了。
If everyone going out is preaching the truth, and if people come to believe in the truth, then signs and wonders will arise naturally.
好，我们来看这个马可的第六章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6.
那第六章呢，这里谈到说耶稣要差派那十个使徒出去传福音。
Here it talks about Jesus sending out the 12 to preach the gospel.
那呢第七节说哈。
Mark chapter 6 verse 7.
那就叫他们来，然后两个两个的就差他们出去了。
He called them to himself and sent them out two by two.
还有呢给他们这个能力来能够制服这个乌鬼。
He gave them power over unclean spirits.
好，我们看这个十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
那他们出去的时候
，When they went out,
他们先传讲福音。
They preached.
然后呢，第十三节
，13.
借着才有这个神迹奇事显明。
And only after they preached the word, there were signs and wonders.
他们也医治那些有病的人呢。
They cast out demons and healed the sick.
这是一个主耶稣所规定的一个方式。
So this is a method that Jesus has instructed them to do.
传福音
，preach the gospel.
那这些神迹奇事就会显明。
And then the signs and miracles they will follow.
所以在我们教会里头哈。
So in our church today.
你没有听过说我们来一个什么神迹奇事大会
？And we have never conducted a signs and miracles event.
没有啊，那但是外面的有很多这样的一种活动
gathering. But if we look at other denominations, they do have these events.
光是谈到是着重在这个行神迹奇事而已。
So that's only talking about signs and wonders.
但是我们这耶稣教会没有这样。
But we don't do that in the true Jesus Church.
神迹奇事可能能够救人的肉体的生命，但是却救不了人的灵魂。
Signs and wonders may save your physical body, your life on earth, but they will never be able to save your soul.
比如说你一个人哦犯了重病
，If someone has fallen ill,
神迹奇事显明他病得医治
，and maybe through a sign or miracle he will be healed and he doesn't have to die.
从这个观点来看，他的生命得到保守
，so his life was kept.
但是如果他不接受真理。
But if he doesn't accept the truth,
这个神迹奇事能够救他的灵魂吗
can this miracle save his soul?
当然就没有办法拯救他的灵魂。
Then this miracle does not save his soul.
所以我们要在这些事情上要分辨得非常的清楚。
So we must be very discerning in these matters.
当然在教会里头有神迹奇事，我们非常感谢神。
Of course, if we have signs and wonders in the church, we're very grateful.
但是我们不要忘记了我们的重点应该是放在神的道理上。
But we must not forget that our focus must be on the word of God.
这样呢我们才能够站立得稳，靠着神的话站立得稳。
Only then can we stand firm in the word of God.
那对于这些事情呢，我们要有这样的一个决心。
So,
这些迷惑人的事情我们要有这样的一个认识。
Concerning these things, we must have a commitment.
那因为现在这个迷惑人的事情非常的多，到处都是。
Because there are many deceptive things floating around in the world today.
现在尤其是网上哦，到处都有些网站呢，在谈说我们真耶稣教会的事情。
Especially online, there are many websites that talk badly about the True Jesus Church.
其实里头很多啊，都是那些要攻击教会的这些人所设立的。
And many websites were made by people who want to attack the church.
所以你不要随便去上载什么东西啊，跟从这些网页。
So you should not randomly follow anyone or read any blogs.
所以我们要有这样的决心说，我们只要去跟从教会所吩咐的就好了。
So we must be determined to only follow what the church teaches us.
教会告诉我们哪一些网站是安全的，我们上这些网站看那些属灵的刊物就好了。
If we want to go online to look for for spiritual resources, then we must only go to the websites.
不要随便都什么网也上去
official church websites. We cannot just go on any random site.
然后不小心的话，真的会受迷惑.
And if we're not careful, then we will be deceived.
那你也发现说，因为他们里头有很多有毒素的文章.
Because of very many articles of them have like poison.
那你如果不谨慎的话，你就没有办法分辨.
And if we're not careful, then we cannot discern.
所以我们要远离这些东西.
So we must stay away from these things.
要好像这个摩西所讲的，把这些所谓的这些被污染过的东西，通通消灭掉.
Just like Moses, in Deuteronomy says that we must burn all these things that are accursed.
所以我们要有这样的一个决心呢，不要去。 随便去读任何的文章
So this is the determination that we must have not to read any of these articles.
这样我们才能够站立得住的
Only then can we stand firm.
好，那我们来看最后一点
So let's look at the last point.
我们来看这个生命记的这个第13章
Come back to Deuteronomy chapter 13.
我们来看这个 我们先从17节18节连在一起。
17 and 18, in just Chinese, the verses are together.
那这里说，当毁灭的物连一点都不可沾你的手，你要听从耶和华你神的话，遵守我今日所吩咐你的一切诫命。 行耶和华你神眼中看为正的事，耶和华就必转意不发烈怒，恩待你，连续你，照他向你列祖所起的事，使你人数增多。
Verse 17 and 18. So none of the accursed things shall remain in your hand, that the Lord may turn from the fierceness of his anger and show you mercy, have compassion on you and multiply you, just as he swore to your fathers, because you have listened to the voice of the Lord your God. To keep all his commandments, which I command you today, to do what is right in the eyes of the Lord your God.
那从这一段经文，我们可以得到一个结论。
So from this two verses, we can gain a conclusion.
那如果人没有遵照神的吩咐来去做,
if man does not do according to the word of God,
就是没有把这些真污的东西除掉的话,
if they don't get rid of all the accursed things,
那神的烈怒不会离开,
then the fierceness of his anger will not depart.
神也绝对不会恩待跟怜恤我们,
he will show no compassion and mercy.
有很多时候我们发现到说家庭里头啊，教会里头啊，没有平安。
Sometimes we find that in our families or in the church, there is no peace.
你发觉到说问题越来越多,
we find that problems are just get more and more.
我们在这一方面要特别的去检讨。
And this is something that we can examine ourselves.
在个人方面来说,
on a personal level,
我们有没有完全把这些会让我们离开神的这些不好的东西完全除掉?
Have we gotten rid of the things completely that are accursed?
让我们能够全心全意的来遵守神的诫命,
so that we can fully, wholeheartedly follow the commandments of God.
如果我们每个人都能够这样做,
if everyone can do likewise,
那这个教会就成为神所喜悦的教会,
then this church will become a beloved church.
那你发觉到神的恩典一定会充满这个教会,
and we will find that God's mercy will be filled, will fill the church.
我们祈求神带领我们, 每一位弟兄姐妹,
we ask God to guide each and every one of us.
在这个 全球瘟疫的这个威胁之下，我们要特别的小心。
And during this pandemic, we must be very careful.
更重要的，这属灵的瘟疫也到处都有。
And also, even more dangerous is the spiritual pandemic that's spreading.
所以我们要特别的谨慎，祈求神来带领我们。
So we must be especially careful and ask God to guide us.
好，我们现在来唱一首诗赞美神。
Let's sing him to praise God.
我们唱165首。
Let's sing him 165.